This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday morning edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. The great radio stations along the line on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, their website, also out there on various Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest radio markets in the country. And we're also out there on some of the leading independent stations around the countryside, and we appreciate being everywhere we're heard, including on the Internet with the big Internet stream we have that goes out there to tens of thousands of people every night. Got a big crowd listening again in India, big crowd in Germany, and people scattered all over the United States as well as around the world, too numerous to tell you about. But we're also up on the Westwood One satellite. They had a little bit of trouble with that earlier. It's all been taken care of now, so everything's fine. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the third watch, regardless of what you're doing, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers and men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail center drivers. Remember, neither rain nor snow nor sleet nor whatever. Yeah, but anyway, they're out there doing their thing, Felix and the gang. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the oil, and the petroleum products so we can go when we need to. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. Or you can find us on MeWe, you can find us on Gab, Getter, Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And, of course, our website, the Captain's America Third Watch, you can find not only our podcasts over there and all the list of contributors that contribute to our show and their links to their websites, but also the stream is over there where you can hear the show streaming live 24/7 when we're on the air. That is, you can hear us from 2 to 6, and then 24/7 you hear the replay of the same show we just did. So no excuses. That's the way you can hear us if you can't hear us any other way. All right, joining us from California IA, and by the way, it used to be known as whatever it was out there, California, the son of beaches and good-looking girls and horses and cowboys and all that stuff. Well, I think now it's the swamp. So Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, live in the swamp.
Thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody out there.
I'll tell you what, where you're at, you're lucky, and I do have a report that I'm going to play here in just a minute after we say the pledge, but I do have a report from Palm Springs, California, and you talked about it earlier, and we're going to hear the report, and then we'll talk about it again, but let's say the pledge and get hopping. You ready?
Of course.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we accentuate and remind everybody about the fact that our country was formed and started on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, this is a report that I just got here from Palm Springs, California. Let's give a listen. See here. doesn't want to play. Figures. Been one of those nights, you know. All right.
I know.
Well, that doesn't want to play, so we're not going to be able to do that. So too bad, so sad. But it is what it is. Well, basically what they were telling us is what you reported on earlier, and that was a lot of the rain was going up through Palm Springs, and it was working its way back down the washes because it's going up into higher elevations and washing right back down. And it seems to be that Palm Springs is one of those areas where it seems to settle, right?
Well, right. Well, basically, you know, Palm Springs, they're not able to get a lot of rain in a very short period of time. And the rain that they typically get can cause flash flooding. Well, now you amplify that. You give them several inches of rain, more than they might get in a whole year in a couple of hours, basically. And it's creating all kinds of flooded streets and, yes, potentials for major flash flooding and so forth. So our friends in Palm Springs have had a not a great day of it. Across the Southland, we've had some minor incidents, at least what they're calling minor, some mudslides over roads, but not enormous. Caltrans is able to get it taken care of, various others, things, but it hasn't been a quote major disaster. But if you live in places like Santa Clarita, you just got pounded all day long with rain, roads washing out up there. This is north of LA, and so on. But overall, we haven't had the major disasters, with the exception then, of course, tacking on an earthquake on top of everything, Captain, in the mid-afternoon, 5.1 earthquake.
I told you.
Ojai.
Told you why that happened. The guys down below weren't happy with the shower they got that they didn't expect.
Well, right. Well, fortunately, there wasn't any major damage reported or other injuries that I know of at this point. Mm. But it certainly was. Mm-hmm. It certainly was a very strange day.
And let me just remind everybody that it's not just about California, because we've got to be watching right now the Atlantic Ocean, because folks, we've got, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 systems lined up in a row. 5 systems. One of them just snuck into the Gulf of Mexico, and it is called Tropical Disturbance Number 1, which hasn't quite yet made up its mind what it wants to do or where it wants to go. But it's going to be moving into the Central Gulf and then might be doing a little drifting over towards the southwest. We've got Franklin, we've got Gert, we've got Emily, and it looks like every one of those is going to come across a little ways and then make a right turn and miss the continental United States, every one of them, which could be some real luck, because behind it is Tropical Disturbance Number 2 coming off Africa about a week or so away before we need to worry about it. Holy smoke. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. He's on a assignment today coming back from Minnesota, and he'll be back down Friday, and we'll talk about what it is that he was doing when he gets down here to tell us himself. All right, in this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, Moss Family Automotive, and their Moss Nissan stores. That's M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss has got the exclusive You Serve, You Save program. They're the ones that brought it into the area, and some people went along with it, other dealers, and some didn't. But to each his own, I guess. And the thing about the exclusive Moss You Serve, You Save program is that if you are an active duty military member or a veteran or a first responder, current, on duty, or retired, whether you're EMS, whether you're firefighter, whether you're police, or whether or not you are a church pastor, current or retired, you can get a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle afforded to you because of your service to our country. Now, the other thing is when you get that vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned, you'll get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you have that vehicle, you'll get free oil changes and tire rotations for as long as you have the vehicle, car or truck. Now, Moss Nissan locations start out with the big flagship store in Newport Richey. I was up there last week, and I was just kind of clocking the mileage to see how far away it was for me to be able to see the flag. And I was just about at the 2-mile mark when I could see their huge flag up in the air down there in Newport Richey. I was coming across some State Route 54 from Bexley. So Newport Richey is the flagship store. Plus, they have the Nissan and the Acura stores on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And they also have the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville on State Route 50, backed up to the Suncoast Parkway, the toll road right there on the south side of the road. And they also have a very large flag there as well. But not Moss Nissan, their motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the country. They work very hard at that. And I strongly recommend and endorse them. I bought several vehicles there. I really enjoy what they do and how they do it. And it's a family-owned business, which to me is very important. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We've got a caller on the line. I'm going to take him right away. It's Backgammon Bob. What's going on there, sir?
Yes, sir. Captain here from the bridge. Anyway, just wanted to say I saw where they, I never heard of them before, but they're not here. It's a department store out of San Francisco called Gump's, which has been there for like 160-something years.
I don't know who they are either, but I've heard about it.
Right. And they delivered a scathing thing against all the administrations up at the city. I think now that the cities are going to really start to get on the real slide to disintegration, that you're going to see the business community start to really rise up.
Yeah.
It'll make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of them have. You're right.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, do you think that acceleration is going to really keep going faster and faster? And will all these people that are in there on their welfares and stuff, they can't be sustained because the cities don't have the economics to do it? Are they going to start roaming out to the country to transform into other cities? Or are they just going to be held there by because they can't just get around and stuff? All right, that's it, Cap.
All right. Well, the short answer is yes, it's going to get worse before it gets better, especially in the blue cities, in the blue states, because they have no wherewithal to try to do anything about it. They keep wanting free money. They want free this, free that, everything free, and that's the way that they want to take care of it. But the problem is, ain't nothing in life free. Nothing. Not a thing. Not a zilch. Zero. And the thing of it is, folks, is that with this particular, and Kyle, you can feel free to chime in, with this particular message that they try to deliver, they are, in fact, trying to push these people out into the suburbs, or at least in the case of New York City, they're moving them upstate into places like Buffalo. They tried Rochester. They tried Syracuse. A lot of people got up in arms about that, so they went back to Buffalo again with moving some of the migrants out that far away from the city.
Well, yes, that's correct. And I think overall, too, the cities continue to decline, and it becomes less and less of a business hub, right? Or a mecca, if you will, of where big companies go to the big tall buildings. I think a lot of things are going to get now distributed out where you're not going to have the city centers, you know, like downtown San Francisco or downtown LA, only because it's almost unsafe to actually go there during the daytime or drive along the streets and so forth. And I know I'm sort of oversimplifying here, but I do think that most people are going to start really saying to themselves, what am I doing? Well, why am I sort of putting myself at risk by going into these terribly mismanaged, crime-ridden areas and try to do business?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, special shout out to George the Godfather. Good morning, George. Hope you're doing well. And Penny is chiming in this morning. Good morning, Penny. Hope you're doing well, too. But the thing of it is, Kyle, is the Democrats operate with chaos. That's their middle name, chaos. And they don't mind screwing things up royally because they always seem to get bailed out. Well, maybe it's time to stop this stuff, the automatic bailouts. And if we had the right people in Congress, they'd be told to do it themselves, straighten out their own mess. Raise your taxes. If that's what you got to do to pay for this, that, and the other, raise your taxes. You have the ability to do that. But we give you so much money, that's it, period. End of the year, that's all you get.
Well, and the philosophies, too, of, well, you know, we shouldn't hold people and make them pay bail. Or maybe we shouldn't prosecute the criminals. Maybe we should, you know, just sort of let all the, you know, have super, you know, super huge homeless encampments everywhere. I mean, under this kind of philosophy, there's only degradation. Yes, you can help the homeless. And yes, you can find better ways or, you know, to administer justice and so forth, whatever that may be. But to let it all just go, like, it's almost like flipping a switch. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly the city declines. You can't flip a switch and build it back up again.
Now, I want to spend some time on this, and we don't think we're going to have enough time to do it, but I'm going to bring it out anyway. Hunter Biden's legal team threatened to put President Joe Biden on the witness stand if charges were filed against Hunter Biden. In other words, they're going to bring Daddy in to try to vindicate whatever it was that Hunter was doing by lying on the stand. Well, I think if I was an attorney, I'd love to get Joe Biden up there, and I'd love to put him under cross-examination with the mental state that he's currently in. If he wasn't high on medication, he would make a mistake. Want to bet?
Well, and I'll say this, I mean, with a little bit of humor injected here, and that is, he would go on the witness stand, but he'd have to have his 3x5 cards.
Oh, yeah.
With him. You know, but that's what he has to have, that if he talks to anybody these days,
yeah.
It seems. Certainly if he talks to another world leader.
That's what happens with dementia. You cannot remember.
Well, exactly. And, of course, we've seen presidents have to testify before. We saw Bill Clinton have to go and testify about the meaning, what the meaning of the word is, stuff like that. So it's not that I don't think he could, decline to or be protected somehow. But he might claim executive privilege at that point, too. And that would, the plot would thicken, wouldn't it?
And we need to tell Joe what the modern 3x5 card is. You know, do you know what it is?
What's that?
Your cell phone.
Right, exactly.
You just keep thumbing down.
Yeah. Well, but again, it would, this would be very fantastical to have a sitting president come in and testify like that. But it's not out of the realm of possibility, especially since we've established now, I think, pretty well that there is some connection between Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the business dealings, money. There's nothing with Joe Biden's name on it, but you're establishing connections. And, of course, who's the big guy? Well, put him on the stand and say, are you the big guy?
Yeah, let him lie about that.
Right.
I'm telling you, I really believe they could catch him lying under oath because he's just not dependable when he gets enough. And, by the way, that's something else. Dementia, high-pressure situation, they lose it.
Yes, very, very much so. Well, he lied to the American people saying he didn't know anything about Hunter's business dealings. That's proven to be false. Easy.
Yep. I hear the music coming up here, so we're going to take the break, and we're going to be right back. And, folks, if you want to opine, we'd be more than happy to love you. Have you do that. And let me see. Let me get the lovely Kathy, who, by the way, herself is up in Wisconsin this morning. I saw her on the beach yesterday with her two dogs having a great time. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. Millions of Californians are bracing for Tropical Storm Hillary. Los Angeles officials said one of the biggest concerns is Catalina Island, where an evacuation warning was put in place. Former Vice President Mike Pence hopes his former boss will be at Wednesday's Republican presidential debate. Pence told ABC's This Week Trump might change his mind about joining the other candidates on the debate stage. A case of rare locally acquired malaria has been reported in Maryland. State health officials made the announcement on Saturday, saying an unidentified patient in the Washington, D.C. area contracted malaria despite having not traveled outside of the country recently. It's Maryland's first such case in 40 years. With more than $25 million, Blue Beetle has dethroned Barbie after 4 weeks atop the box office. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. And by the way, let's see. I'm trying to think of where the next time is you'll see him. Well, you'll see him in Sarasota on Saturday, September the 2nd for the Two Guys Gun Show. Again, at Robarts Arena. We'll be down there Labor Day weekend, Saturday the 2nd. And I'll be there for that event from 9 to 2. And then Sunday on September the 3rd, I'll be over at Dr. Bill. Awesome Dr. Bill Handelman at his office over there on 38th Street, just about 66 on the right-hand side, and he's going to have a live broadcast there and invite everybody to come see and hear him and take part in his celebration of his business and length of time he's been a doctor and all that good stuff. And I plan on being there because the doc and I are friends, and he's helped me, and I'm going to definitely help him. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Yep, that's Mike Lindell, and he's celebrating his 20th year anniversary, having sold some 80 million pillows and more still being sold. Now, what you can do is a couple of different things. You can go to the website, MyPillow.com. You'll always need a promo code to get the reduced prices that you see. That promo code will be the word Captain. Now, if you want to call them, at 800-641-5459, that's 800-641-5459, one more time, 800-641-5459. You can speak to a live person any time of the day or night. and ask any question or place your order right there. Again, whatever it is you want. You want a MyPillow? Got it. You want the bed sheets? Got it. You want the towels? Got them. You want the mattress toppers? Yep, that too. How about the mattresses? Sure. How about the My Slippers? Yep. How about the pet beds for the loved one that you got, the little fur ball you got there that's floating around, dog or cat? And they got those too. They're all on sale. Everything. MyPillow.com, promo code Captain, telephone number 800-641-5459. Go over there and enjoy the happy shopping that you'll get when you get there. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle. Got a question for you about schools.
Okay.
Now, it seems that school choice is spreading through America. Now, trust in public education is waning amongst Americans for good reason. The solution is developing, offering parents alternatives like vouchers for charter or private schools, or even home schooling. But the teachers' unions? Oh, no, 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 no. That is taboo. They don't want any part of it, and they don't subscribe to that thought at all. What's going on here?
Well, I think parents quite understandably want to be able to make sure that their child gets the best education possible. But at every turn, when parents try to take the lead in that, then they're, you know, kind of relegated to, okay, you don't get this, you're not a professional, you know, this kind of thing. But if you look at schooling almost like a marketplace, then you need to have some competition, and you need to be able to have schools that excel. There are a lot of teachers who really want to teach kids. They have a passion for it. This is why they go into that field, not because they make the big bucks, but because they want to make a difference, right? And but still, you have parochial schools, or, you know, Christian schools, Catholic schools, Lutheran schools, that routinely are filled up because parents want to make, if they can afford, that's the only rub there, if they can afford to send their kids for that kind of education.
So let me point something out to the people that are listening, and the older folks will understand this. When I went to high school, I had to learn the four R's, reading, writing, arithmetic, and rodeo. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, I had to learn the four R's. I had to do that. I had to be able to do it. And we had to be able to add, subtract, multiply, and divide in our heads. In our heads. Not with a piece of paper, but we had to do it by thinking about the numbers and putting them together and answering the questions that way. That's how we were taught. I don't see anybody being taught like that anymore. I just don't.
Well, because there's all kinds of new philosophies and so forth. What the schools were trying to do back in those days, they were trying to prepare people to go out and you know, live in society, be productive.
Get a job.
That's right, and have basic skills that were fundamentals. That's why we call them, you know, the fundamentals, the three R's, like you're talking about. But nowadays, I think you have some educators that have, and they start to predominate, right, this philosophy that, no, this is a social experiment extravaganza. This is where we're going to teach all about, you know, how to think about culture and all this other kind of stuff, which should naturally follow, because back in the day, too, people would bring their culture in. You'd learn, well, this family came from this country, and that family came from that country. These are their traditions. And somehow, Captain, we made it all work, right? And we learned about each other, and America went forward. But now it's a different story.
And we work together.
Well, exactly, because not only did we have the fundamentals of the three R's, but we had the fundamentals of what it meant to have a nation that really was a melting pot, and that we were trying to make sure that we could live the American dream, and that there were these existential threats that said, no, we don't want you to live the American dream. And those days, of course, would have been the communists, for example, other words, Third Reich, you go back in history, these kinds of, you know, there's always something coming after the American dream. And now it's like you have people that want to disintegrate it from the inside out.
Well, you're right. And it's just unfortunate that we can't get back to the good old days, as we used to call them, And I realize it's never going to happen again, but still. And here's something that people need to understand, okay? Our world and our basis for all things that cost money revolve around energy and oil consumption, and gasoline and diesel consumption, jet fuel consumption. All of that enters into the equation. The higher that gets, the more things cost. And I don't care what you're talking about. The higher that gets, the more things cost. Now, you just told me your price of fuel out there was, what, $5 a gallon?
Yeah, I paid like $5.39 just a couple of days ago, yeah.
All right, well, I've seen gasoline in some areas of my travels approaching $4 a gallon. Most of it is $3.79, $3.75, $3.81, $83, $89, and upwards to $3.99, which is the highest I've seen it yet. But I understand down in South Florida there is some $4 a gallon gas, which is terrible. Because, again, we could have, and this is just my state, we could have a refinery right here in Pensacola at the old naval base, which is available. We could build a refinery there. We could have the oil tankers come in and offload offshore and bring the oil in there so we could produce the oil. And we would save a minimum, just of the transportation at today's rates of 50 cents a gallon in terms of the transportation to get it from point A to point B in Florida.
Well, and as we were talking about with Chris Murkowski, you know, people are reaching the end of their savings if they haven't already. They're doing hardship withdrawals out of their 401k. It would get to the point where 50 cents actually really does make a huge difference, right? And to be on the cusp like that, it's not fair to the American people.
Well, the reason that oil and gasoline hasn't shot out of sight is because people aren't driving as much. They can't afford to.
That's right. So it naturally squelches some of the demand.
And,
but that's not the best thing in the world to get gas prices down, right?
And the theme parks, you know, the Disneys and the Busch Gardens and the SeaWorlds and all that stuff, they're way down because people won't drive to get to them. And then, let alone if they do get there, they don't have enough money to pay all the extravagant money to get into the theme park.
It's absolutely unreal.
Just like
absolutely
these football unreal. Games and baseball games, where if a family shows up, it's going to cost you a minimum of $100 to $150 by the time you get done with the food, the parking, and all that stuff. People just can't afford to do that. The working class is a working class, and they work very hard for the money. And maybe they'll take one trip where they go and they do see the baseball game or the football game or whatever. But that's one. They used to take three or four when they could afford it, when fuel was cheaper.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Even at our Angel Stadium out here, last season it was $10 to get in the parking lot. Now it's $20.
Yep. I know the feeling. Okay, hold that thought. Okay, we're coming back, folks. Truckers, highway, and women. No, we're not either. It's hour number four, so this will be Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback, will be back, and I know he's going to want to talk about the football over the weekend, exhibition football, and the season starting up, college football. Yep, it's going to be an interesting night. Don't go nowhere. I'll be back with more. And let's let this person take us a break. This will be the top secret person.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, along with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and coming right up, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. And this portion of the program is being brought to you by our longest-running sponsor, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are absolutely the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. And I can personally attest to that with about 20 years' worth of working with them. And I'll tell you what, from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call. Now, they'll tell you what you need to have and what it's going to cost and what they can do to help you. Or you can come to the store and pick it out yourself and go try to do it yourself. No problem, whatever you want to do. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. They've got a very nice location, very nice store, and great attention paid to details in there. You can stop on in, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That number again, 941-922-2345, to schedule an appointment, or again, just stop by the store and see what they have to offer. Now, the best part of it is they are local, they are experienced, they are dependable and reliable. They are Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345. All right, let's welcome back Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hello, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Okay, and let's let everybody know right away that you are still high and dry, even though it's still raining where you're at.
Yes, yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate all the good wishes and the questions, and yeah, we're fine here. I appreciate that.
Yep, well, I had a half a dozen comments made here during the break, so that's why we were doing that. All right, and in the meantime, we'll talk to somebody who is high and dry, literally. That's that's the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Cal Warren. So, gentlemen, big race yesterday. Mr. Byron wins at Watson Glen, not too far from where the captain grew up there in Syracuse, New York. Congratulations to him.
Home of the Montour Falls Fire Academy, just up the road a piece.
There you go. There
State,
you go.
State of New York Fire Academy, yep.
That's one, you know, Captain, people don't realize military personnel, firemen, policemen, you know, risk their lives for us all the time. Just appreciate them and thank them for their service. Because without people like that, and you were one of those people, this would be a different country that we live in. And God bless America for that. So that's what happened yesterday in good old NASCAR. And then yesterday, Captain, in golf, this guy shot a 61, Captain, a 61, unheard of at this course, Olympia Fields, outside of Chicago, to win the BMW Championship. Victor Hovland, that's pretty impressive. If you're not a golfer, I understand, but anybody who plays knows that that's just tremendous. To shoot, he shot 28 on the back, Captain, that's just unheard of.
Did he have a hole in one somewhere along the way?
No, he didn't, Cap. No, he didn't.
Just a bunch of eagles, I guess.
Yeah, eagles and birdies and just played lights out. Very amazing. So, you know, let's give the guy credit. We'll talk a little bit about the, you know, World Cup soccer. Spain wins 1-0 over England. So give them credit. Okay. And then getting a little bit back to NASCAR, Chase Elliott is down to his final chance to make the Cup playoffs. So that's what's happening there. Little baseball last night, Captain. And Cal, I know that's your favorite sport. Really a neat game. They played in Cooperstown, New York. And that was really cool. The Philadelphia Eagles took on the Washington Nationals. The Nationals won 4-3 over the Phillies. And it was just a neat atmosphere to see all the kids from all the countries there, you know, watching these major leaguers play. So it was a great, outstanding event. And hats off to MLB for putting that together, because I think that's, you know, what it's all about. Some exhibition news. Quarterback for the Bucs was hurt, Warford, and he's doing okay now. And then the New England game, they canceled it, Captain, and Kyle, because the guy was taken off on a stretcher. He's okay now, but that was some trying times, to say the least. Kyle, I'll ask you, I know you're more of a baseball fan than a football fan, and Captain, you answer after, please. Do you see, what do you think it's going to be that would stop a football game now if an injury happens on the field? Kyle, what do you think would be the minimal? And obviously, we know the maximum we won't even say. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you know, almost a year ago, right, you had, I'm trying to recall the name of the player.
Buffalo Bills.
Yeah. The Buffalo Bills, exactly. Where that happened, it seemed like that was a something that people didn't want to keep going with because it was such a serious injury and life-threatening.
It was life-threatening for sure, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So I think it depends, and I hate to say it like that, but I think that the a more serious nature, that's when the rivalry of teams goes away and everybody realizes, you know, we're all human beings, we're all in this together, and I think they did the right thing back then, because I think they canceled the game at that point, I believe.
They did.
Yeah.
They did, and, this was an exhibition game, so, you know, no meaning, you know, let's just call it. You know, I just don't know what we're going to do in the future when these things occur. And I guess it's just going to depend on the coaches and the players, how they handle it and what transpires. It's just a shame our bodies aren't made to do that. But talk a little bit about baseball, gentlemen. The Orioles are still 3 games up on the Tampa Bay Rays. So the Rays are going to try to fight and see if they can claw their way to win that division. You know, not many games left. They've already played 126. So you got 36 games left. If Tampa Bay could, you know, possibly go 22-10, I think that could possibly win the division. But boy, that'd be a heck of a pace. Minnesota Twins now have distanced themselves from the Cleveland Guardians, what a name, by 6 games. So they're in the driver's seat there. And then the Rangers and the Astros are going to battle it down all the way, just like the Rays and Orioles, 2.5 games back. And then the good old National League, the Braves at 80 wins. The Phillies still trying to claw their way into that wild card. They won't catch the Braves, being 13 games back. And the Brewers and Cubs and the Reds, all three of those, all 4 games within each other. So everybody counted the Cubs out about a month ago. Well, guess what? They've come on like a banshee and they're playing great. So God bless them. And the Dodgers, where Mr. Warren resides, they're 11 games up on the Giants, so they pretty much got it. The Giants still have an outside shot at the wild card, so it'll come down to that. I'm glad you're doing okay out there in California, Kyle. Our thoughts and prayers are for everybody. What a weird situation. I saw some pictures at Dodger Stadium. Boy, that was weird to look at like that. So
Yeah, it really was.
I just hope everybody out there take care of themselves and, you know, everybody stays high and dry. We joke around about it, but it's so important. We know it in, you know, hurricanes in Florida, and then you guys get one in California. More worried about earthquakes out there than hurricanes, Kyle. And then you guys get a hurricane. I guess the next thing will happen in Florida will have an earthquake. So anyway, well, folks, if I can be of any help to you with your insurance needs, please give me a call. My name's Patrick Hyland. I'm on the show with Captain Money Wednesday and Friday, and then I do the Sports Zone on Sundays from 11 to 12. And I'd love to meet with you, talk to you on the phone, see if I can be of any help to you with your insurance needs. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. I can guarantee you one thing. You won't regret you did, because you're either going to have peace of mind that you have the right policy, or I'm going to save you money and get you a better policy. So, again, give me a call, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Captain. God bless you, Kyle.
All right, see you later. And that's Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Kyle, a special shout-out to Jimmy T. And guess what? Roger Stone, who I don't have much credibility in at all, for obvious reasons, has said that he believes Michelle Obama will be the 2024 Democratic presidential nominee.
Well, you never know. They may think she's their secret weapon. You never know.
She is if Barack gets involved, and he is involved still. All right, Kyle, we'll talk to you tonight on the Redidio. Have yourself a great day, and stay dry out there.
Thank you, Captain. Take care.
All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And he's doing okay out there in California. The rain is raining, but he's not in an area where he's getting the monsoon end of it. It's over to the east of him, over there in Palm Springs. And you folks in Nevada, Las Vegas, stay the course. God bless.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.